On each edition of the Weekly Reader, we like to introduce you to great new books to add to the towering pile next to your favorite chair, on your bedside table, or on your tablet, and this week is no exception. I'm Lisa Morgan, and our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a satirical debut novel and a new one from an old favorite. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. And hello, Richard Russo fans. I'm sure there are many among our listeners. The beloved author of Nobody's Fool, Everybody's Fool, Empire Falls, and Straight Man has published his 14th book this summer, and as you would expect, it's a novel about male friendship, fathers and sons, small-town class issues, and lifelong crushes. But here's a surprise. This is also a mystery about a 1971 cold case. At the center of it is one of Russo's impossibly magical women, one J.C. Rockefeller, who graduated Minerva College in Connecticut that year with three scholarship students who worked in the dining hall of her sorority and were also her closest friends. Mickey is the son of a West Haven construction worker, Teddy the offspring of Midwestern high school teachers, and Lincoln comes from Dunbar, Arizona, the only child of a tiny tyrant named Wolfgang Amadeus Moser and his downtrodden wife, Trudy. All three boys are head over heels in love with J.C., who's engaged to someone named Vance, Chance, or Lance, for whom she seems to care not a whit. Midway through their college years, the Vietnam draft lottery occurs. One of the boys gets a very low number. A farewell weekend at Lincoln's mother's beach house on Martha's Vineyard turns out to be the last time J.C. is ever seen or heard of. When the three reunite there as 66-year-old men, they can't think of anything but her. Cherchez la femme, boys. Mystery may not be Russo's specialty, but no one understands men better than he does, and no one is more eloquent in explaining how they think, suffer, and love. My favorite from Russo's backlist is Straight Man, an academic comedy that ranks right up there with Michael Chabon's Wonder Boys, and there's a new book out this summer in that genre. This one incorporates all the latest wrinkles of life in academia, from the trigger warnings and the bias response teams to the hookups and the hashtags, served up with plenty of kombucha and seasonally correct vegan stew. Scott Johnston's debut novel, Campusland, skewers life at a Connecticut college that's a body double for Yale, from the buildings and clubs on campus to the white clam pizza in New Haven, including a nod to the 2015 Halloween costume dust-up. Our hero is Ephraim Russell, a good-looking, white professor of English, originally from a peanut farm in Alabama, who feels he was born to teach 19th-century literature, who has a 4.4 out of 5 on RateMyProfessor.com. He has a beautiful African-American girlfriend named Darcy. He is up for tenure this year. Life could not be better. But the fall semester will bring him low. Among the characters who play a role in his downfall are Lulu, an utterly cynical Manhattan freshman, Red, a seventh-year senior not currently enrolled but leading the Progressive Students Alliance, and Milton Strauss, the president of the university. I found this high-spirited novel great fun to read, but must offer a trigger warning of my own. Since its scathing send-up of campus political climate does not shy away from sensitive subjects like racism and sexual violence, it should not be read by those who are easily offended, because I can guarantee you will be. This is a very satirical satire.
The books are Chances Are by Richard Russo and Campus Land by Scott Johnston. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.